Amen. That was such a powerful word. It's truly first things first. Coming back to the cross, coming back to what Jesus has done for you. And I want to ask a question. By show of hands, I want to see all of you are with me tonight. And over, if you're watching online, if you're listening to Link FM, I just want you to think about this. But by show of hands, how many of you have said to a person, you know, God has a wonderful plan and purpose for your life? How many of you have said that when encountering someone, right? Many of us have. It is a great conversation starter, I can say, when you want to speak to someone about Jesus, when you want to introduce them, when you want to share the gospel with them. But the thing is, I find we can become so familiar with saying that, when that statement, that sentence carries so much weight and power, because truly Jesus died so that we can walk in purpose. Jesus went to the cross so we can live a life of fullness, so we can walk out and walk in everything that He paid the ultimate price for. And just as Shantae shared, it's that process. It's walking with Him every single day. And at the start of this week, I'm sure like many of us, you'll hear us say, when we were asking the Lord, "Lord, what do you want me to share with your people?" I kept hearing the word anointed. He said, "Tell my children, remind my children that I have anointed them." Because you have been anointed by God to do something. Not to just sit, but to actually do something. In that process, in that walk with God, you are doing something, right? Amen. So I want you, if you've got your Bibles with you, on your phone, I want you to go to 1 John 2, verse 27. And I'm reading from the Amplified. I want you to highlight the scripture. I want you to underline it. But I need you to hear this tonight. 1 John 2, verse 27 in the Amplified says, "As for you, the anointing, the special gift, the preparation which you received from Him remains permanently in you. And you have no need for anyone to teach you. But just as His anointing teaches you, giving you insight through the presence of the Holy Spirit about all things, and is true and is not a lie. And just as His anointing has taught you, you must remain in Him, being rooted in Him, knit to Him." So as I've started off reading this portion of scripture, as it says in the beginning, what does it come down to? All of these things come down to knowing Jesus, being connected to Him, being knit to Him, being so close in fellowship, in communion with Him. But He has anointed you to do something. You have that special gift. You have that preparation so you can go out and do something. I love what Pastor Joey Miller says. She says, "You are anointed to do hard things." How many of you, you've received maybe a little glimpse into your future? God has given you vision. God has shown you purpose, what He's placed inside of you, what He's asked you to do. And it has terrified you, because that's been me. And it still is. He shows me something and I'm terrified at what He's telling me. But you know what? He's given you that assignment. He's placed that thing in front of you for you to see, because He's placed something on the inside of you because you can do it. You have been anointed to do that which He's called you to do. Don't shy away. Don't back down. You need to run even faster ahead, because you know that you've been anointed to do exactly what He's called you to do, what He's placed on the inside of you. You've been anointed to do something. But I quickly want to go to this: anointing versus gifting. Because I think, especially in our generation, it gets a bit confused sometimes. We need to know that there's a difference. You see, gifting, we all gifted in certain things, in arts, in music, in speaking. You can be gifted at preaching, but you know what gifting does? Gifting entertains people. Gifting stirs people up. But you know what the anointing does? The anointing changes things. That's what the anointing does. Let's look at our band, our vocalists. They are gifted at singing. You are gifted at playing that musical instrument. But you know the difference? They are also anointed by God. So when that praise goes out, when that worship goes out, it doesn't just entertain you. It doesn't just stir you up, but it changes you as well. Because as the anointing goes out, it is something from God. It has to change things. That's what the anointing does. Because Isaiah 10 verse 27 says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." It's the anointing that changes things. It's the anointing that breaks that yoke of bondage. The praise is what brings the walls down, but it does so with the anointing. That is from God. And we need to know in our generation, this next generation, I'm going to keep emphasizing that, that we need to make priority of the anointing over the gifting. Because you know what? You can show off as much as you like. You can say whatever you like. You can say with your opinions. You can speak it with your feelings. But is what you saying, is what you doing when other people are around, is it just entertaining them? Or is it changing them? Because what is repentance? Repentance is change. Are you bringing people to the knowledge of Jesus? Because it's the anointing that changes things. Repentance is what changes things. It's a turning away and it's focusing on what God has called you to do. Because we can continue to say we are the next generation. It's a cool thing to say. It's fun to say. But are we doing something? Are we actively walking in this thing that God has given us, bringing people to change? You are anointed for something and to do something, but you need to understand that there's a process. And I love, there's no better person to speak about regarding this but David. We all know about David. David was a shepherd boy, and God told the prophet to go to Jesse, David's father, because he had David in mind. So Samuel the prophet goes to Jesse. And Jesse, what does he do? He lines all of his sons up in front of him. And Samuel says, okay, God, goes to each one. God says, not that one, not that one, not that one. And he went through all of his sons. And Samuel says to Jesse, do you have another son? And Jesse says, yes, there's David, but he's out in the field. But look at this son. He's got really great hair. Or this one, he can speak really well. Or this one's really strong. And what did God say? It's neither of them. It's none of them. There is another one. And who was it? It was David. The boy that was in the field. The boy that wasn't even regarded as an option by his father. It was him. And we read in 1 Samuel 16 verse 13, it says, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward." Because as I was saying about the brothers, you could see it wasn't about outward appearance, but it was about who God chose. It was about who God has anointed. And he has anointed every single one of you because he has chosen every single one of you. He's called you out to be his children. He's called you out so you can be in fellowship with him, so you can have this relationship with him. So reading that scripture, we see that Samuel anointed David with oil. It was an outward presentation of what took place on the inside. And David was anointed. He was set apart. And God knew him. God knew him out in the field. God knew him when he was standing in front of Goliath. God knew him when he went through all those things that he did with Saul. Throughout his life, God knew him. But from the beginning, he had called him out. He had chosen him. He had anointed him. And he knew that he had something to do. He knew he had purpose. But you know what? there was still a process. There was still a process you had to do. And just as Shantae shared, this walk with God, this walk with Jesus, there's something you do every single step of the way. There's a process. It doesn't just stop right here. It doesn't start and finish right here. With David, when Samuel brought him in, it didn't stop there. There was a process. We see through the life of David. But God had equipped him. God had prepared him for everything that he did throughout his life. God knows you. And it doesn't matter what people have said. It doesn't matter the opinions of man, the feelings of other people, what they say about you. Because when you know you are anointed, when you know that you are chosen by God, when you know that you can go out and what you say, what you do, the anointing goes with you, the presence of God goes with you because you are walking so closely with Jesus. It doesn't matter what people say because it's not about you. It's not about what people see on the outside. It's not about what your own words will say when they come out because it'll be the words of Jesus because we speak His word. We are here. We are alive to represent Christ. So with what we're doing, what did Jesus do? Everywhere Jesus walked, He changed things. He healed people. Demons had to flee when Jesus came, when He walked in the room. And that is the same for every single one of you. Because He's placed that on the inside of you. You have power, you have authority to do just as He did. That's what He's given you. That special gift, that preparation. So when you just know that this is what has been placed on the inside of you, that you can go around and bring change wherever you go, that people come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ because it's what you carry, because you are walking so closely with the Father. And He has prepared you. In that step, it's preparation. It's a process. Just as David stood in front of Goliath, it was a process. He defeated him and his life carried on. There were even greater obstacles, but it started with God anointing him, with God choosing him. And just like God chose him, just like David had to make that decision, all of you who said that salvation prayer, who accepted Jesus, if you're sitting in here, if you're watching online, that was the first choice you made. To accept Jesus, to say, God, I want to walk so close with you. And now you know that you have purpose, that there's a plan that God has for you, that there's something for you to do. And He has equipped you. He has anointed you to do what He has placed on the inside of you. And He will reveal it to you. You ask God, what is my purpose? What is this thing you've placed on the inside of me? I now know that I have the ability to do it, but what is it? He wants to reveal it to you. He wants to show you because He wants to see you living in that fulfillment, walking in that purpose, because that's when you bring Him glory. As He sees you doing what He's called you to do, then He says, my child, you are walking in that. You are walking in that anointing. And when you walk into a room, things have to change. They cannot stay the same. And we are that generation, that next generation. Doesn't even matter your age. We keep saying the next generation, but it doesn't matter your age. Because God doesn't put an age on things. You can be 95 and walking in your purpose. God revealing something for you to do and you go and do it because He's empowered you. You can be 13 sitting here not knowing what lies ahead of you. He can reveal it to you right now. You don't have to spend your life wondering, being confused. Challenges will come up, things will arise, but when you know that you've been anointed, when you know that God has a plan for you, when you have the power and the authority and the confidence to walk in what He has called you to do, things change. You cannot stay the same and those around you cannot stay the same either. God knows you. And I want you to hear this. God's plan for your life far exceeds the circumstances of your day. we can get so confused and drawn away and just distracted by things that are happening around us, by things that pop up, feelings, opinions of people, like I've mentioned. But when you know that His plan for your life, that wonderful purpose, it far exceeds it. It far outweighs anything that the world is trying to throw at you, anything that man is trying to do to you. It far outweighs it, because His way is higher. His plan is greater for your life. It doesn't matter what man says. It doesn't matter the opinions of people. When you walk in so close to Jesus, nothing else matters. Because what is your focus? The one who's walking right next to you, because He is all you need. And He will give you everything you need. Seek first the kingdom. Seek God. And then all these things will be added. What's first things first? Seek the kingdom. Walk with Jesus every single day. Acts 10:38 says this. Such a powerful scripture. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with great power. And He went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with Him. I want you to put your name in that scripture. How God anointed you with the Holy Spirit and with great power, and how you go around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, because God is with you. You're not doing it by yourself. There's no way you can do this by yourself. There's no way. You have to be so close to the Father. You have to be walking in the very steps of Jesus, doing just as He did. But you can only heal the sick with Him, in His name. He's given us the name above every other name, the name of Jesus. And with that, sickness has to leave. At the name of Jesus, demons has to flee. Not at your name, not at the name of Taylor, not at the name of Niall, not at the name of Shantae or Jade, but at the name of Jesus. And He's given every single one of you that great name. But you need to be walking so close with Him, so you can walk out this plan, so you can walk out this purpose and know that He is the one who has anointed you, just as He anointed Jesus.